Fall means it's hunting season. One popular way to hunt and fish is to lease land from private property owners. Milwaukee reports.
Typically, we put a pit right on top of this little hill.
Jesse Cecil is surveying his land in a Toyota pickup, looking for places to build hunting blinds. He lives on about 2,000 acres of rolling prairie in eastern Wyoming. He grows hay and ranches. That pays the bills, but for decades, hunting has earned the farm a few extra $1,000 a year. Hunters come from the Front Range of Colorado or elsewhere to get geese and ducks. The blinds allow them to hide out before taking a shot.
Especially if they're having a hard time and need to fill their freezer, they can come out and shoot all the... I don't know why anyone would want to eat a goose, but they do, I guess.
Cecil's land has canals and a pond, good water for ducks. Plus, it's right in the middle of a major flyway for snow geese.
And there would be no way of counting them. So, and when they land too, it's amazing to see them land in a field. They just, it looks like almost a white tornado of birds.
For the past 3 years, Cecil has tried something new to attract hunters. Instead of having a grizzled neighbor hand him a wad of cash, he now uses an app.
If you can check your email, you're good to go.
Cecil signed up for Infinite Outdoors. It's like an Airbnb for people who hunt and fish, or a shopping site. You can click on anything from ducks to elk to fish. And a map will show you opportunities in 12 states, including Utah, Colorado, and Wyoming. The cost can range from a few hundred bucks for ducks or fishing to over $1,000 for elk or pronghorn. Sam Seaton is CEO of the company based in Casper, Wyoming. He started it with friends who wanted to fill a gap for people looking for that private land experience at a lower price.
Most people are do-it-yourself hunters. They don't have $10,000-$20,000 to drop on a guided hunt. And even if they do, some people like me, I'm honestly just too prideful at that point. I'm like, I know how to hunt. I just don't want to fight the crowds.
On the app, they can view property reviews, pricing, and regulations. Once someone books, property owners get contact information and can customize what they offer. But even before a property owner signs up, they'll work with a biologist at Infinite Outdoors to make sure they're meeting conservation ideals.
So if the landowner, one, doesn't have land that's good enough to put on there, at least in our biologist eyes, that doesn't have a sustainable amount of fish or game, it'll be dead in the water immediately.
Landowners make money by opening up their property, and the app makes money through premium memberships and other fees. Since launching in 2020, Seaton says the app has grown to thousands of users and has over 1 million acres signed up.
You can actually go back to how it would be if you would have hiked into a high mountain lake and spent all this time getting to like your own little slice of heaven.
Several other apps, from Land Trust to Outdoor Access, are doing something similar. Some state-run programs also connect private lands to people who hunt and fish. Lisa Nichols is with the GPS mapping company OnX. She says these connections are good for conservation and for keeping traditions alive.
Even with all of the public land that exists in the West, there's this patchwork of land ownership. And for people to have opportunities to go hunting, these walk-in programs are filling in those spaces on the map that would otherwise be off limits.
Jesse Cecil says he's met people through the app who have returned every year. He and his wife often cook lunch and bring it out to the blinds. He says Infinite Outdoors hasn't made him much more profit, but he sees the potential. He's thought about offering up more lucrative turkey or deer hunts, or even building a cabin so people could stay at the farm.
It's fun to share this and educate people about what you do in ag, and it can be entertaining to answer some questions from more of the city guys or whatever. A lot of misconceptions about ag too.
Of course, if Cecil wants to offer hunts to that grizzled neighbor with a wad of cash, he still can. Now, he just has a whole new set of customers at his fingertips. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie in Goshen County, Wyoming.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.